Archaeologists are uncovering revealing new pieces of history from the ancient Roman city of Pompeii, including this skeleton. It was dubbed the world's unluckiest man when the photo went viral this spring. It's just the latest discovery to spotlight one of the most popular archaeological sites in the world. Last year, more than 3 million tourists visited Pompeii, which is preserved under a mountain of volcanic ash in Italy. Our Seth Doan traveled there to take a look.
This is the Forum, the main marketplace of Pompeii, and behind me in the distance, Mount Vesuvius. When that volcano erupted around 2,000 years ago, it covered this place in ash, and the town became a time capsule. But today, there is new life here.
It's the sound of tools, not tourists, that filled this part of Pompeii, where the most ambitious excavation project in a generation is taking place.
Has the world seen any of this yet?
No.
Each new discovery, including the richly decorated House of Dolphins, has revived this ancient Italian city. Massimo Ossana calls it Pompeii's second life.
In this moment, started a new life for Pompeii with the new inhabitants. And the inhabitants were workers, archaeologists.
Ossana's field team of more than 50 are focusing efforts on a part of this Roman resort town that had remained buried until less than a year ago. Francesco Muscolino is one of the archaeologists.
He's a good man, virum bonum.
This is a political post?
Yes.
From 2,000 years ago?
Yes, exactly.
Just down the newly excavated street, they're cleaning another campaign sign painted just before the eruption in 79 A.D., remarkable for its still vibrant paint.
You don't find something like this anywhere else.
No.
One-third of Pompeii is still covered.
We are at least a meter from the original floor.
They continue digging out the tons of pumice, called lapilli in Italian, that covered this town in places from about 10 to 20 feet high, sealing it off for nearly 1,500 years.
Here you can get a sense for how this was all buried.
Yes, because this is, as you see, lapilli, the material that covered Pompeii for 3 meters.
In May, Ossana's team announced that find, which gained international attention, initially thought to be an unlucky man killed by a giant rock as he fled Vesuvius's eruption.
It was so clear that it was a skeleton without a head, a block. In the place where we expected the head, the head was not there.
So they kept digging. They eventually found the skull in a tunnel that had been opened during a previous excavation, and it turned out the man had been asphyxiated. The tunnel where the intact skull was found also revealed the sometimes sloppy work of previous generations. Back then, they'd often bore through walls looking for precious items. Today's process is much slower and more methodical.
Water spout.
Wow.
Even sifting through what had been discarded in previous excavations.
You're still learning as you're going along.
Yeah, of course. This is really an experimentation. There is no manual that tell you how to approach so many complex problems.
They're using hammers that record wave velocity to detect how the ancient walls are holding up now that they're exposed to the environment. And they demonstrated the laser scanners and drones they use to record what they find and where they find it, so it can be passed down to future generations of archaeologists.
The timeline is not certain, but it's likely the newly excavated part of Pompeii will not be open to tourists until at least sometime next year. And it will take generations for archaeologists to truly understand what was buried here 2 millennia ago.